So our journey is also unique. The things that I've experienced and encountered, the downfalls, the great successes, whatever, are completely different than yours. And again, no two people have the same story or the same journey. Now, since we're here at Boulder Christian Men's Fellowship, I'm going to bet that all of us here have encountered the same person along that journey at some time, and that's the Lord Jesus. And if you're like me, when you met Jesus, everything changed. We were on this journey thinking that we probably had things figured out, and we were pretty cool, and we knew where we were heading and how we were going to just do this or that. And all of a sudden, we met Jesus. And just like the disciples and the people that are described in Scripture, Jesus dramatically changes lives. And so our journey might have been headed into eternity in one direction, but all of a sudden he provided a fork in the road, in a sense, to take us in a new direction. And it's so exciting to know that when you realize that Jesus came to earth to live with us and to die on the cross so that his shed blood paid the price for our sin, instead of heading into hell and an eternity that is so horrible, we can't even imagine it, he gracefully brought us new life. And now we're heading to an eternity with him. And yes, hallelujah. I mean, forever. We'll be singing accordion songs forever. Get ready. So it's great. That's right. Now, when you think about your story and your journey, and you think about meeting Jesus and how he's changed your life, do you think about the people around you? The ones you love, your family, your friends, your coworkers, the people you're meeting every day at the grocery store? And do you wonder sometimes, like, where are these people headed? And I wonder if they've found Jesus too, or do they even think about this? So what I'd like to really look at today is the excitement of taking everything we experienced in meeting Jesus and talk about a tool that I've discovered called a sharing card. Each of you have that. And also just some pointers, some tips, some ideas, some experiences about how we can really effectively talk to people around us and communicate with them and discover perhaps where they're at through good listening and help them on their journey. And already this morning, I've talked to some of you, including Rock, who have been doing this in some exciting ways lately.
Every nurse.
That's Rock's new motto. Every nurse to heaven. Okay, is my PowerPoint going to show up there?
Whoops. Wait a minute, go back.
Okay, as he's getting this up here, I have to move over here. I like to walk around. This is hard. Can I just carry this table with me? Several years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I got a job that moved me from traveling in my car every day. I was a salesman, right? You don't meet too many people when you're driving in your car every day. But I started flying. I got a bigger territory. And all of a sudden, I'm in these airports filled with people. And I'm on airplanes sitting beside complete strangers. And I started just getting this yearning in my heart. How do I interact with these people and talk to them? And I wanted to be able to share my faith with them and find out where they were at. And God started to say to me, just like you have a business card, I want you to make a business card for me. And I really struggled with that. It's like, what do you mean, God? And so I talked to my wife, prayed about it, and I began to get this envisionment of a card that I could hand to people I met that would talk about God. And to be honest, I resisted doing this literally for years. When I look back at myself, I slap myself in the face. Like, what was wrong with me? But I resisted. You know, I thought of all the excuses. Oh, it'll be embarrassing, or people will think, what is this guy? Or, you know, every excuse I could come up with. And finally, one day I said to my wife, that's it, I'm doing this. So I made up the card design, showed it to a bunch of good friends, and off to the printer, got my first batch of cards, stuck them in my wallet, and went off on my journey and started handing them out. And it has been profound how God has used this little tool. So we're going to talk about that today, okay? Let's look at the PowerPoint. So sharing the good news is a journey. For me, so far, it's been 45 years since I've known the Lord. I can't believe that. I just figured that out the other day. Wow. Okay, next slide, please. In Mark 16, we're told to go into all the world and preach or tell the good news. I think it's just a request that Jesus had, right? Like, maybe if you feel like it, you could do this. Is that what that is? What is it? It's a command. It's not optional. He really, really wants us to do this. He sent the disciples out in twos, right? Go, go. Don't stay here in your comfort zone. Next, please. I've got up here, the first bullet point says golf course. Why are you always happy? You know, just after I got saved, I was working at a golf course up in Canada. And one night on a Friday night, a bunch of guys were pretty rowdy guys working there. And one of the guys just bought a brand new 240Z. Do you guys remember that car? Okay, first really good high-powered sports car on the market. I think at the time it was 10 grand to get that car. And all these guys went off partying, boozing and everything. And one of the other guys that worked there took that car out for a joyride and wrapped it around a tree. Somehow he managed to walk out of it. But now he was faced with paying back this guy for this car. And I'll never forget, I found out about this midweek the next week, and I was in the shed working. And I said, hey, where's Frank, you know? And they said, he's upstairs in the barn. And I'm like, wow. And then they told me the story, and I said, he must be really bad shape. So I went up and talked to him, and he was sitting there looking out this window, and he just looked so despondent. And I said, man, you know, I hear you wrapped the 240Z around the tree. And he's like, yeah. And he says, I don't know how I'm ever going to pay this off. I'm so stupid, you know. And he looked at me and he said, you know, you always seem to have hope and joy. Like, what's your story? And guess what I didn't do? I didn't share the Lord with him. And I just like clammed up. And I was just gave him some, oh, you know, life's good, you know, and you just got to look on the bright side. And after that, I was so convicted. And that was a turning point for me. So maybe you've had a turning point like that, where you're like, why didn't I share my faith, you know? So anyways, that was my conviction. And then began to really want to share Jesus with people, but didn't know how, didn't have the courage, whatever. We were going to a church in Pennsylvania years later, and we met a lady there named Jen, who I've never met anyone with as much zeal except for Jerry Swanson for sharing the Lord with people. Jerry is phenomenal at this. You guys all are, but Jerry just for me is like, wow. Anyways, when I met Jen, she said to me, how many people are you leading to the Lord every week? I said, every week? How about one a year? That would be awesome. She goes, no, no, no. She said, you've got to be purposeful and intentional, and you need to have a goal. She goes, I'm leading 5 to 10 people a week to the Lord. I was astounded. Okay, so God raised the bar. So that I talked to you about sales travel, and then that all came into light at the same time. Okay, Jen's inspiring me. I got to do this. Got this card put together. Okay, go to the next point, please. And now I needed to learn how to use these cards. Okay, on to the next one.
There's a lag between my laptop and the
network. Okay. You can keep hitting that button. There's a few little icons that need to show up there. So another scripture is in Matthew 9:37. And Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, right? So I was learning to become a laborer. And there's four little bullet points up there. I don't know if you can see them. One says loneliness. One says world turmoil. Does that sound like our world today? Like, wow, our world is in turmoil on steroids, right? Addictions. Addictions have risen so much in the last year for very various reasons, but it's a serious epidemic. And broken families. I mean, you could just cry over what I know every one of us in this room have seen in our own families with what's going on with divorce. I won't even go into it. People are hurting all around us. People are confused, lost, desperate, just trying to find some ray of hope. So Jesus was right. The fields are white for harvest. On to the next one. So how do we share our faith? How do we bridge that gap between the stranger or the casual friend that we may have? You know, it really comes down for me to asking good questions. And then how many years do we have?
Two.
How many mouths do we have? We got one mouth, guys. So we should do twice as much listening as we do talking. So when we're engaging with people, and this is a golden rule in sales, listen, listen, listen to your prospect. Ask a simple question and listen. And it's the same in evangelism. Read between the lines, listen between the lines. What are they saying to you with their body language, right? What are they saying to you with their words? That's a first important step. Share the word. You know, the Bible tells us that the word of God is living, it's literally alive, and it's active, and it won't return void. When the word of God goes out, it's going to accomplish what it was sent for. Amen?
Yes.
All right. So if you can share the word of God with somebody, it's powerful. And this is one of the things Jen would do. I've seen Jen, as we would go out on the street sharing, she would stop people in their tracks and literally read the word of God to them. She had so many verses memorized. I've seen people stop in their tracks and just go, like they just got hit by a freight train. And she loved to use that verse, God so loved the world. And she would say, what's your name? The guy would say, Sam. God so loved you, Sam, that he gave it, I'm starting to cry because that's what she would do, that he gave his life for you. And that person would get convicted on the spot. I've seen the Holy Spirit move so powerfully. So the word of God is phenomenal. And be positive. Have any of you seen the guy on the corner that's yelling at everybody? You're all going to the wrong place and you're all damned. And of course, he's got a great crowd of people around him that just love him, right? Okay. But you take the person over here who's positive, loving, encouraging, resourceful, inspiring, listening, people want to be near that person. So that's something to ask ourselves. Am I being a good listener? Do I really care to hear where people are at? Okay. So those are kind of three of the important points on how to do this. And to overcome the challenges of being too busy, none of us struggle with that, not sure what to say, or what if they don't respond? How many of you guys have been salesmen at some point in your life? Okay, about a third of the room. What are we told in sales? If the prospect says no, don't worry about it, right? It's not you they're rejecting. They may be rejecting your product or your service. Don't take it personally. If you are going forward, You know, if Luke's going onto the campus today to share the gospel with students, he can't go out there thinking, oh man, if they say no to me, like I'm just devastated, right? He knows if this student says no, it's in God's hands. The next one right behind them may be the one that says yes. It's not about us. Okay. Next slide, please. So the sharing cart. One of the phrases I've learned to use and have given out thousands of these now by the grace of God is this. Would you like a spiritual encouragement card? Now today, the word spiritual is really an accepted term. We can walk downtown Boulder and I can go into any merchant and say, would you like a spiritual encouragement card? They're gonna be curious, right? And a lot of them will say, really, what's that? So there you go, that's how easy it is to hand these out. Every time you buy a coffee, hot dog, waiter, waitress, Jerry's also phenomenal at sharing with service people in the restaurants, but this card is so easy if you'll just do that. You know, I really appreciated your service today. Would you like a spiritual encouragement card? And then sometimes you can say, I only give these to special people I meet. I think you're one of them. And that just lights people up, you know? So you all have one of these cards right now in front of you. You need one more? Anyone else need one? So on the front of this card, it says, it was good to meet you today. I want to tell you that in my life, Jesus has given me real purpose for living and hope for the future. Now, watch this. This is what a lot of people will do, especially women. You give them this card and they're going to go like this. You will see that so many times. I don't know what it is. They just go, oh, thank you. Right? And then a lot of them will put it down. They're busy. They got their mind on things. And I say, wait a minute. Check out the back of the card. Okay? On the back of the card, we have scripture. What did we say earlier about scripture? It's powerful. It's God's living word. Now, for a lot of millennials, other generations that have not been exposed to Judeo-Christian upbringing, no Sunday school, no talk at home about God, many of them, thousands and thousands and thousands, have never once read the Word of God. Guess what's going to happen? When they read the Word of God and you're praying for them as you talk to them, the Holy Spirit is like, bam. I have literally had people start crying the minute they read God's word. I've had people accept Christ in less than a minute with this card. And it's not the card, it's God, right? Using his word. Who would like to read the first verse on there? John 3:16. Nice and loud. Jerry, can you do that?
God so loved the world that he gave his own son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
Nice. You know, I had a girl over at the mall recently. I bought a smoothie and I handed this to her. And she had indications, you know, piercings and everything that she probably wasn't right, you know, walking that walk with God. And she read that and she goes, oh, I know that verse. And I said, you do? And I hear the slide. That's a very popular verse. And I said, how do you know that verse? There it is again, right? Simple question, ready to listen. Oh, you know, when I was a little girl, my mom sent me to Bible camp one summer and we had to memorize that verse. I guess what happens next? She goes, but I am not walking the walk that I should be. What just happened? Holy Spirit, boom, conviction, right? That's how powerful God's word is. And then I say, well, let's read the next verse. And if you can get them to read this out loud, if you have that moment with them, Some people will read this out loud to you, men and women alike. Get them to read the word out loud. Wow, something's going to happen in their spirit and soul. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So now they're thinking, oh, this is interesting, right? And who will read Romans 10:9? John, thank you.
If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
So a lot of times, for example, there may be a Catholic person you run into that knows this. They know it in their head, right? Rocky, you were telling me this morning. It maybe hasn't moved here. Maybe it has. But if they say, yeah, I believe this, right? They might be doing this again. You say, have you ever really confessed Jesus as Lord? And have you asked him to be your personal savior? Well, you know, they'll give you some answer, right? How would you like to pray with me right now and know for sure that you've been saved? And people will stop, I'm telling you, in the middle of stores, restaurants, and let you pray with them. Right, Jerry? It's profound, absolutely profound. And you can pray with people and lead them into a relationship with the Lord. On the bottom, I put a little prayer in yellow because some people have no idea how to pray. They may be reading this later, so it gives them a little guidance. Let's go back to the PowerPoint for a minute. Okay, another one. Hey, check this card out. If you're going through the drive-up window, getting your hamburger, all right? This is fun. You're ready to pay, and you go, hey, have you seen one of these? Okay. And they just go, what? And you hand it to them. Dairy Queen works at Dairy Queen. What God's put on my heart lately, and I've been doing it now, is I don't just give one card anymore. At drive-ups, I'll give 5 or 10 cards to the person. I'll say, how many of you are working in there today? Well, we got about 6 of us. If I give you these 6 cards, will you give one to everybody in there? Sure. Bam, hand them 6 cards. Guess what? You just turn them into a missionary. Right? They're already sharing the gospel. They don't even know it. It's exciting. Okay, let's go to the next one. I've only got till 7:30. After the travel within the U.S., I got, for a year and a half, got traveling internationally, was blown away to meet Christians around the world. And if anyone ever tells you that Christianity is a contrived American thing, my goodness, get on a plane and go somewhere and meet Christians who have the same experience we do, and no one went there and told them how to act. You know, Jesus is real. He's living, and he's saving thousands of people a day around the world. This young lady was standing on a high-speed train in one of the Asian countries, standing in the corner reading her Bible. And I just walked over to her, and I pointed at her Bible. She didn't speak English. And I pointed at my heart, and I went like this, and that's what she did. She just lit up. So it's beautiful. The key thing is having the Holy Spirit as we do this, right? So remember, ask the Holy Spirit every day to fill you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, come and fill me now. Flow through me. Empower me. Just spill out to everyone I meet. Give me the words. Give me the courage. And he can't wait to do that. That's what he's all about. Okay? Believe that he's going to fill you with that power. Begin engaging with people. Would you like a spiritual encouragement card? Maybe you have other tools. That's fine. This is just one of them. Ask simple questions. How's your day going? Another thing that Jerry's taught me to do, you're at the table and your waitress comes. And before you pray for the meal, you can say to your waiter or waitress, you know, I'm going to be praying for my meal. Is there anything I can pray for you about today? Have some of you done that? And you'll, again, you'll have people say, oh my gosh, my cat just died. You know, my daughter just got in an accident. You'll hear all kinds of things. And we'll say, we're going to pray for you. And they're moved, they're touched by that. And it can lead to conversation, right? Listen more than you talk. Listen, listen, listen. Yeah. Okay, on to the next one. Share a verse or two. Use the sharing cards. Let's go to the next one. I just put up some places here we've already talked about. Coffee shops, restaurants, grocery stores, gas station. Even at the gas station. The other day, I rolled into Costco, right? Getting my gas, and the guy walks around. He's got the yellow thing on, you know. He's like, right? I'm the attendant at the gas station, right? And so God says, talk to him. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to him. God says, talk to him. You know, I'm still human. I resist, right? And I go, hey, come here. I'm pumping gas. He walks over. He goes, what's wrong? I said, hey, do you like a spiritual encouragement card? He goes, what's that? Ended in this. He goes, oh my gosh, how did you know I needed this? He goes, my dad just passed away like a month ago. My sister is taking over the finances and she's taking all the money. I'm being left with nothing. And he goes on and just pours out his life. That's how fast God works. Profound. And I love Colossians 1:27. Luke, would you read that one? It's right there on the bottom.
Always being ready to give an account for the hope.
Always be ready to give an account. Okay. Great. Next slide, please. That's a great slope. Okay, when you're at work, those of you, anybody still working in here? Couple guys. Be careful to follow your corporate and legal guidelines. You know, you don't want to be hovering over every cubicle sharing the gospel with people, right? But form a relationship. Get to know your coworkers. Care about them. And then think about all the people coming and going in a business. The vendors, the suppliers, the salespeople that walk in the door, the customers, on and on and on. Thousands of interactions occur in a business. And every one of those people needs the Lord, right? Okay, next slide. I think we got half a minute left. There's a God who loves you. And I just put here, this could be a question he asks. Do you know that there's a God that loves you? And somebody might say, no. What are you talking about? I've had guys say that. What are you talking about? Right? And then the verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He loves you. You're part of the world, right? Yeah, I'm part of the world. Then he loves you. And that means God can love you for eternity, and he wants to be in a relationship with you. A lot of people today want to hear this. They literally have no one that truly cares about them. Talk to them about Jesus who cares like that. And then whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. What I'd like to do is we could have a prayer now, or I could offer that afterwards. If any of you want to come over and pray together for God's anointing on your life to be bold in sharing, I think Jerry and I would probably pray with you. These cards I just give out for free. Okay, it's my ministry. So if you want a bunch of these cards, I've got 200 of them with me today. I don't want to take a single card home. Okay, you guys are being commissioned to go out there and share the good news. And thank you very much.